top of mind. BTC printed a 23% three-day rally last week, its best since 2023, triggered by Bessent's treasury buyback doubling, a White House push on the Clarity Act, and a historic 1.1B short squeeze. The coin touched $81,265 before pulling back to $79,000 on a hotter-than-expected July PCE print, 3.7% versus 3.6% expected. The next 72 hours are dense. Warsh's first Jackson Hole keynote Friday, a 6.4B Deribit options expiry, and the Clarity Act Senate timeline all running concurrently. The structural question is whether sustained ETF inflows and new spot demand can absorb the 81K, 86K supply wall. Glassnode identifies as the rally's true test. Market structure: BTC $79,000, $80,800. ETF 8-day inflow streak totals 2.8B, cutting YTD net outflows to 2B and marking the strongest August since ETF launch. IBIT YTD flows are now positive. Gold and Bitcoin ETFs combined for 7B in 5-day inflows, a record per Bloomberg Intelligence's Balcunas. Supply wall, 81K, 86K. Glassnode maps converging overhead. LTH cost basis shelf at 80.8K, dealer gamma flip at 82.3K, surviving liquidation shelf through 86K. Crypto quants bull score hit 80 from 30. But short-term whale profit-taking, 1.2B realized AUGA order 20 to 22 and 53,000 BTC in exchange inflows are near-term headwinds. Coinbase premium remains negative at 0.05, signaling US spot demand hasn't fully returned. Kalshi prediction markets price BTC at 75K year-end. Below current levels, single source, commercial relationship with CNBC. August options expiry Friday. 6.44B notional, 81 Daoudas 700 contracts, put call ratio 0.83, bullish lean. Max Payne, 68K, 70K, 9K, 11K, below spot. Dealer hedging activity elevated into settlement. Policy and institutions. World Liberty Financial, Trump family, received OCC preliminary approval for a federally chartered national trust bank to issue and custody USD 1-4B market cap. Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Tahnoon bin Zayed, UAE National Security Advisor, controls 49% of holding company WLTC Holdings via Stringzy Holding. Trump family entity holds 38%. OCC states career staff handled review. Conflict of interest scrutiny is active given concurrent US-UAE AI chip negotiations. Clarity Act vote slips to September. Senate Democrats blocked pre-recess passage. Trump publicly urged passage. SEC sent a crypto custody modernization proposal to the White House. CFTC Chair Selig said rulemaking proceeds regardless. WSJ links Clarity Act passage to Bessent's Treasury strategy. Stablecoin growth under Genius Act creates T-bill demand that could fund bond buybacks. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Santander, and 10-plus others are advancing a cross-border commercial stablecoin venture. Bank Chain Alliance, 39 state bankers associations, 3,000 banks. Targets 2027 launch. JP Morgan evaluated its own stablecoin, but has no active product. Banks have shifted from opposing stablecoins to launching them defensively against Visa, BlackRock, Google, and DoorDash. UK Treasury mandates Bank of England's secondary objective to foster payments innovation, including stablecoins, via financial services and markets bill amendment due Lords in September. Network and industry. Core Lightning confirmed multiple AI-discovered vulnerabilities are real. Operators urged to install forthcoming update promptly or run offline. No exploitation confirmed yet. Details embargoed 2 weeks. Separate from May-July DOS patches, the pattern, AI scanning codebases faster than developers can respond, is accelerating across the ecosystem. Starkware executed the first quantum-resistant Bitcoin mainnet transaction, block 964-199, using researcher Avihu Levy's QSB signature grinding method, mined via Mara's slipstream. Cost, $150-$200, takes hours to generate, non-standard format. Nodes won't relay. Blockstream separately published the Shrinks BIP, first Bitcoin-native post-quantum signature scheme, smaller than NIST alternatives. Both teams favor a soft fork as the real fix. Cold card hack update. Galaxy attributes 1,689 BTC, 114.7 Pantheon stolen, 87%, 1,561 BTC, remains unmoved. Block's investigation suggests Wave 1 attacker identity may be known to FBI via blockchain data provider logs. Sparrow Wallet released V2.5.4 with AI-assisted security fixes. Developer found no exploitation. Better Plus Coinbase launched Bitcoin-backed mortgages, 250% LTV, Fannie Mae-backed, at general availability. No margin calls on BTC price declines alone. Liquidation only on 60-day delinquency. Macro linkages. Bessent's treasury buyback doubling drove the week's rally by briefly suppressing long-end yields and weakening the dollar to three-month lows, reviving the debasement trade. 30-year yields hit near 20-year highs of 5.34% before retreating. Fed funds futures now price, judge on our 56% chance of an October rate hike, up 7 pp on the week. The Fed cannot cut in this environment. Bond market intervention is the only near-term yield lever, per multiple desks. July PCE at 3.7% YOY is time on 3.6%, knocked BTC from 81K to 78K within hours Wednesday, illustrating how tightly the rally is tethered to rate expectations heading into Warsh's Friday keynote. Ray Dalio recommended 10-15% gold and a bit of Bitcoin as hedge against a debt crisis he thinks arrives in 3 years, give or take two. Dalio characterized Bessent's moves as confirming an inflection point in U.S. fiscal conditions. Standouts. FT headline, Bitcoin treasury companies shed $80 in value as the corporate treasury model unwinds. Paywalled, directionally important for MSTR-adjacent positioning. Mirae Asset, South Korea, targeting a 109B digital asset business via newly acquired exchange Corbit, rebranded Digital X. Capital raise possible Q1 2027. Minor stocks, Canaan plus 67%, American Bitcoin plus 41%, outperformed AI infrastructure peers, CoreWeave plus 21% during BTC's 23% rally per Blocks Bridge, suggests BTC price still drives mining equity beta. Pakistan launched a full virtual asset regulatory regime in under 6 months, using 8% of its approved budget. He has 200K. Per minister at Bitcoin Asia. Fastest emerging market licensing rollout on record. Dormant Bitcoin wallets from 2011 to 2014 moved 553 BTC, 40 Mentum, over 10 days. Two tagged Noah Doe addresses linked to NY court case seeking 39,069 abandoned addresses. Watch for legal escalation.